KFW Mobile. KO4CEF. Andrew, how you doing this morning?
Surprised it ain't snowing as cold as it is.
Good freezing rain in Spartanburg and Gaffney.
Alright, I ain't seen any icicles form on the truck yet.
In.
Good, not long enough. How was yours?
Yeah, about the same.
Into today, 2 days in class and then the weekend.
Getting into today, you said?
I was never quite convey what I was going on, so we'll see.
I must have tried to do that, a 2 day weekend, 4 day weekend, 2 day weekend, like that, like the other guys, and it's like, man, that 4 day weekend, you just lose what happened, because, you know, like you said, everything's not documented.
The people interaction, you don't know what you missed out on there. This weekend, though.
Yesterday.
Yeah, when that breeze came through, it was cold, but standing out in the sun, it wasn't too bad.
About yesterday, and I had to go downtown. Susan's got jury duty, and that, so she's got to figure out where she needed to park and where she needed to go.
Scoped it out ahead of time so you know exactly where to go.
Park in the right parking deck, they'll pay for it.
Okay. Is it Farmer County or what?
Nah, it's Greenville County.
Not that area. Not for their county courthouse.
Near kind of catty corner from that Bond Secure arena.
Bargain. I'm surprised they don't just have it roped off or marked off.
Not vaccinated, they won't take you.
Nowadays, isn't that? I mean, you don't know who's doing it and who's not.
Figure out what to say to get out of it.
I just tell you to mask on and wash your hands, do all that good stuff. Who knows?
Good, I'd be asleep.
Yeah, I can see that. Shoot, it's been forever since I've done it. And it wasn't the most exciting job in the world.
I picked, so that's a good thing.
Spartanburg County, and I got picked twice. Two different cases. Both of them fairly quick. And them porch all cleaned out. I'm ready to sit outside, but it's too cold right now.
Unless you're in the sunshine out of the wind, it's cold.
Warming up now.
I'm going to have a few flurry days between now and spring anyway.
Interesting winter. I mean, as many days as we've had where we've either got snow or just been really close to it or snow close by, it's been crazy.
Yeah, it works. Down in the woods, you could hear all the tree frogs. I mean, they were just carrying on.
Sounds like start going walking or something at the park. Take the boys, go ride their bike, and then walk the trail or whatever it is, whatever they call it at the park.
Yeah, when it's cold, right?
There might be rules against that. I'll have to double check. I'll wait, once it warms up, then I'll know for sure.
They were out there practicing Little League at the ball field yesterday when me and the dog went for a walk.
It was pretty and it felt good in the sun. But man, if you step foot in the shade or the breeze kicked up, man, it was cold. Golly, I had to drain the water off the top of my pool, the cover, and that was a lot of fun yesterday.
Look at the trees, see if I see any wind in the trees by the house, because if I get out there in the ball field, then I know it'll be really blowing where it's flat.
It's probably out there practicing.
Well, the other night, I guess. I don't know if it was Friday night or Saturday night, the ball field lights were on and they were out there practicing.
The Spartan Burgers or whatever it is in Spartanburg. I definitely want to go back and see them this year. That was a fun game. I don't know if you ever went to the Philly Stadium in Spartanburg, but it was, that's where they meet up now.
I'm there, and Susan's not a big baseball fan.
Nor either.
He's the Little League kids and the girls' fast pitch softball.
Softball, that's something else right there.
Got one of them new Broncos over there at the Ford dealership.
Negative.
Susan's not a Ford fan.
From a leg.
Nice Jeep, so, I mean, we really like the vehicles we got.
Even like it for a Ford Explorer or something, but man, they want too much money for them.
On your vehicle, you might as well just buy a new motor, drop in it, but now those are getting hard to come by.
Actually have to get my injectors changed out on my truck, because after about 100,000 miles, the Ford injectors on these trucks start to, they don't open up good enough, so it stutters real bad. I've been limping along for a while, you know, keeping synthetic oil and stuff in it, and it helps, but like this year, with as cold as it's been this winter, I could definitely tell it.
Start looking for them now. You might not be able to find them.
Get back to driving the car for a while it's in the shop.
Hey, yourself.
I don't know if I'd want the headache.
GFW, we were at Ingles yesterday, and there wasn't not one single potato product in the whole freezer case.
I don't know why, but I definitely believe it.
And the manufacturer said between poor crop production, lack of workers, the trucker industry shortage, the roads being closed down because of the weather, you know what I mean, in other places and everything is just making a shortage. But I got an idea it's going to get way worse before it gets any better.
There. Shoot, I've actually been thinking about buying some of those, freeze dried or whatever you add to water, and get some of those meals and just keep them on standby because I don't think we're done yet.
Buying a bunch of bulk stuff, rice, beans. I got powdered cheese, powdered milk, all kinds of those big staples. I think I got some powdered eggs and all kinds of stuff like that. And even buying some canned meats. You can buy like canned ground beef and canned chicken and that to, at least it won't go bad anytime soon.
Something like rice and stuff like that.
You vacuum seal it, it's probably 10 or 15 years.
Moisture from getting in.
Yep, roger that. And then some of the canned goods are like 10 or 15 years, like on that powdered cheese and that. All I got to do is buy me a thing of Kraft mac and cheese, measure out the macaroni, and measure out the powdered cheese, and I'd be able to do it myself.
Bad idea. Better wrap it up and head on in. They moved their 6:30 meeting up to 6:15, so I need to get on in here and start getting ready for this meeting. I'm going to say 7:03. Be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you, I don't know, this afternoon or tomorrow morning, L4CEF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
So you have a good one, and we'll catch you later, KN4TFW.